Can you explain to us, are there any differences between male and female spirituality? Ways of accessing the now that are easier for men and which are easier for females?
Thank you. No, I'm stuck in a male body for a while. But I already, from what I have observed, and what I also mentioned briefly in the Power of Now, one difference is that, first of all, it's both men and women have very active minds. Both men and women have pain bodies. Generally speaking, the major obstacle, and it's not ultimately an obstacle, because once you work with an obstacle, it becomes a help. The major obstacle, let's use that word for a moment, for men is the mind, identification with head, mental. The major obstacle for women, and again, there are many exceptions, is the pain body. They are related. It's not to say that in some cases it's reversed. Also, that happens. So, to be identified excessively with thought, women have that too, but men have it even more. An active pain body, men have that too very much, and women even more. Women have also the collective female pain body, because for thousands of years women have been put in a position of almost slavery. Not before then, but the shift from female-oriented society to male-oriented society happened several thousand years ago. Very earlier societies, most god figures were female. And then the shift happened because humans moved more and more into thinking. And then the shift happened, the representation of the divine then began to assume a male form, and they needed to exclude the female. So a female was then subjected to considerable suffering as simply because they were women. They could be sold and bought and used and didn't own property. And if most of these spiritual teachers that we know from the past, not anymore now, there are many female teachers and more coming, but most of them that we know from the past seem to be male. Probably not because the realization came only to men, it's because society wouldn't even recognize the female as a teacher, most likely. And perhaps she was only known to very few people, any female who realized the truth. And there's maybe some exceptions to that also. At first, Christianity tried to exclude the female altogether. So instead of having, as a kind of representation, the father, the mother, and the son, they had the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son. And the Holy Spirit is probably male too. And it's only later that through popular demand, the female goddess figure of Mary became in some parts of the church very important. And so the female was brought back that way, although originally Mary was not important at all. Those head-dominated people, they were all men who tried to figure out what we need to believe in. They wanted to exclude the female. But there was an enormous need in humans for the female, so it came back. And so in some places, the Virgin Mary is more important than Jesus. People are much more interested in Mary than in Jesus. It's a representation of the female. Now, when presence expresses itself, first there is the formless emanation of presence. That is no difference whether that is a male or a female body there. That comes through stillness. The formless emanation of presence, whether there's a woman or a man here, in the stillness, the two merge into one. Stillness is the oneness. But as soon as presence flows into words, which is how a spiritual teaching happens, out of the field of presence come words, and the words carry the energy of presence still. That's why they are not just information. The words that come are charged with presence, so to speak. And that's hard to figure out through the mind, but that's how it works. And there already, they flow into the form of the words. Presence flows into the form. And that form will vary then, whether a man is teaching or a woman is teaching. There may be a difference. Now, many humans who live, who are rooted in presence, you can hardly say whether they are male or female. Of course, biologically they remain either male or female. But their energy field is quite balanced in many. So the pure femaleness, the pure maleness often disappears, and there's a balance between male and female in many spiritual teachers. And in some, when they get older, you can't even say, is that a man or a woman? Can't tell anymore. The main thing is to see a woman needs to be very conscious of the pain body, because there's the accumulation of female pain through suffering. Every woman's pain body has a share in the collective female pain. And that's why it comes when the nature of your form as female is most pronounced during the time of menstruation, which could be a joyful time, but for many women it is not yet. It is when the female pain body becomes activated often. And that is something to work with for a woman, to become particularly alert as it is about to happen. And many women are doing that now, so they bring alertness to whatever feeling they have. They notice the first impulse when it comes, the first and then wants to become a thought, and they stay alert and present and watch it. So ultimately,